The pork outlook brightens. The latest inventory count from USDA indicates that a greater liquidation of the breeding herd will drop pork production more than had been anticipated. Reduced supplies will be complemented by much stronger demand given recovery in the U.S. economy and continuing expansion of pork exports. This means robust profits will return for producers. Profits are forecasted about $18 per head this year, compared to an average loss of $20 per head in 2008 and 2009. The breeding herd on March 1 dropped by 4% from the inventory of a year ago, which represented 232,000 fewer animals. Most startling was the further collapse of the North Carolina herd. That herd was already down 50,000 head as of last December, and there was an additional reduction of 50,000 head in the last 3 months, for a total of 100,000 head reduction over the past year. This likely reflects the decisions of large integrators to further reduce their herds, as well as the bankruptcy and liquidation of the 30,000 sows in the Coharie operation last November. Given continued environmental concerns surrounding hog production in North Carolina, this could signal a longer-term decline in hog populations there. Overall, for the United States, the smaller breeding herd means that farrowings will be down about 4% this spring and about 3% in the summer. Pork production is now expected to drop about 3% for the year. In 2010, if consumers want pork, they're going to have to pay up. While pork production will be down about 3%, the amount of pork per person available in the United States will drop more sharply, and that'll decline about 5%. This is because USDA expects pork exports to expand by 8%, which takes product out of the domestic market. In addition to much less pork, rising U.S. incomes mean there will be more competition for those limited pork supplies. There will also be less competition from beef, as domestic availability is expected to be down 2% this year as well. This should give rise to sharply higher retail pork prices, especially this summer and fall. Hog prices in the first quarter of 2010 have averaged about $50.50 on a live weight basis for 51-52% lean carcasses. Prices are now expected to move sharply higher over the next 2 months and could reach into the low 60s for daily highs in the late summer, in the late spring and summer. Quarterly averages are expected in the mid to higher 50s for both the second and the third quarters, and the very low 50s for the fall and winter quarters. The outlook for lower feed prices is another important factor leading to those glorious profits. The pork industry has finally reduced the herd to a level that can support $3.50 per bushel corn. Total cost of production for farrow to finish production in 2010 are estimated at about $47. That's down from $54 in 2008 and $50 in 2009. There's considerable optimism that the entire animal sector is now emerging into a period of better equilibrium between the prices of feed and, obviously, the prices of our animal products. This equilibrium has been reached by severe losses that resulted in these big reductions in animal production and by slowing growth in the demand to use crops for biofuels. Also contributing has been larger crops with increasing crop yields and some growth in the crop acreage base as some CRP land comes back into production. Profits for hog producers are expected to peak this spring and summer at about $25 to $30 per head. We'll see moderation in those profits seasonally to around $10 a head in the late fall and the winter, and will average around $18 a head for all of 2010. At this early point, prospects appear to be quite favorable for 2011 as well. Given this rosy outlook, should producers begin expansion? Most will say no. I cannot remember a time personally when there have been so many possible negative events from outside the pork industry that should make producers be cautious about expansion. We can start with traditional environmental concerns that include odor and water, but that now has been extended to potential negative implications of animal production if climate, and here I'm referring to the carbon legislation, moves forward. Then there is the Humane Society of the U.S. that is going directly to the voters to change management practices on animal farms. There's the Small Family Farms Initiative that is anti-commercial agriculture. This is certainly being reinforced by the Department of Justice now looking more closely into large-scale commercial agriculture. In addition, there are advocates for local production, often associated with small-scale production. Groups continue to hammer on the human health impacts of animal product consumption, and U.S. policy in recent years has strongly favored using crops for biofuels rather than for food. And finally, most lenders will not be willing to extend credit for expansion until the balance sheets of producers are enhanced. So let's follow the lender's lead and give the pork industry a year to get back on its financial feet, and also give the world a little more time to sort out how important food is compared to fuel. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, this is Chris Hurt.